How do you lose 400 tons of trash? That's a question Delta Mayor Pete Hallgren is trying to answer after finding out the city got one-third less tonnage of solid waste dumped into the city landfill last year than expected.
The amount of garbage that's come in, the tonnage has dropped fairly dramatically, which means that we are taking in less revenue now than we were taking in 4 years ago.
Hallgren says landfill use has been slowly declining over the past 4 years, but he says the drop-off of tipping fees last year is putting pressure on the city budget.
But somewhere along the line, we've got to at least recognize the fact that the landfill is just not paying its way right now.
The city council intended the landfill to be self-supporting after it was built in 2005, but Hallgren says Delta has been subsidizing the operation over the past few years, with money coming out of a $300,000 state grant. And he says that can't continue because the remaining money is needed to expand the facility.
It's looking like we are over $100,000 out of that grant, and we're going to have to use the grant to build a new cell. We don't need it quite yet, but you got to build them before you need them. So the grant's not going to be available.
Last month, the city council hiked landfill tipping fees by 28% from $125 a ton to $160, almost enough to close the revenue gap. But Hallgren says closing the landfill is not an option. Meanwhile, the question remains, where's the missing 400 tons of trash? The mayor and others say some is getting dumped at Fairbanks North Star Borough transfer sites in Salcha.
Let's face it, Delta people go to Fairbanks, and there's transfer stations on the way to Fairbanks from Delta.
Data from the borough's hauling contractor shows trash dumped at Salcha and other borough transfer sites increased last year, but there's no way to determine how much of that came from people outside the borough. City officials also are concerned at least some of the missing trash has been burned or buried in unregulated dumps, though there's been no reports of that. But one area resident did report tons of trash being stored on the property of the local trash hauling company.
You could very definitely smell rotting garbage.
Stacy Peterson lives down the road from Delta Sanitation in a mainly residential area east of Delta. She says she'd been complaining to the company for weeks for storing trash in big roll-off type dumpsters on its property. One day last fall, she and her husband Jamie came across an overwhelming stench wafting from the property while they were out walking their dogs.
The smell was so bad we could only go about halfway and then we turned around and came back. That's when I told Jamie, I said, that's it, I've had enough.
Peterson took her complaints to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, which launched an investigation. Delta sanitation officials told the agency they'd run into financial problems and had to store the trash on their property until they could catch up on payments to the city so they could start using the landfill again. The city had started turning away Delta sanitation trash trucks early last year after the company racked up thousands of dollars in unpaid fees. In October, the agency ordered Delta sanitation to fix its finances and pay the city. Meanwhile, the State Department of Environmental Conservation ordered Delta Sanitation to remove the trash and take it to the landfill. Company officials declined to talk to us, but last month they did haul 7 tons to the landfill. And city officials say they still can't account for what happened to the other 393 tons of trash. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.